Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Tuesday, December 1st, 2009. If you haven't already, check out the December issue of Plus Model Magazine. Ivana is on the cover looking breathtaking, and there are some amazing articles inside. So make sure you check that out at plusmodelmag.com. Today is a special edition of Plus Model Radio because we are announcing the winner of Plus Model Magazine's 2009 West Coast Model Search. Plus Model Magazine launched its first model search at Hollywood Now's Love Your Body Day on October 24th in West Hollywood, California, and it was a huge success. The judging panel included editor of Plus Model Magazine, Madeline Figueroa Jones, creative director and co-creator of Plus Model Magazine, Valerie Amador, creative editor-at-large of Plus Model Magazine and Plus Model, Mia Amber Davis, industry expert, Michelle Weston, Plus Model Maggie Brown, actress Kendra C. Johnson served as our celebrity judge, as well as CEO and founder of Hips and Curves, Rebecca Jennings, and from brand model and talent agency, Lisa Marie Addis, who will be joining us today on the show. The lucky lady whose name will be announced today will win a one-year contract with Brand Models and Talent Agency, a campaign with Hips and Curves, and the cover and editorial of Plus Model Magazine. The five finalists were already announced last month in the Plus Model Magazine blog. If you hadn't had a chance to check that out, the five finalists are, in no particular order, Melinda Rivera, Nancy Ramirez, Mandy Munzer, Chanel Pollard, and Samantha Davis. And I apologize if I messed up your name. So one of those ladies will be announced the winner later in the show. Joining us today on the show to make the big announcement is Lisa Marie from Brand Model and Talent. The Brand Model and Talent Agency is a full-service SAG franchise agency servicing clients nationwide. Founded in 1986 by Patty Brand, the agency started in a small office with a vision and a few models. Today, Brand Model and Talent is known from New York to L.A. as one of the largest and most competitive agencies in the industry. Specializing in many areas, Brand Model and Talent has grown to include several departments, including print, commercial, trade show, kids, runway, new faces, plus models, and classics. Still utilizing the same vision, Patty Brand continues to work with her team of bookers, leading the industry into the future. Now let's welcome Lisa Marie to the show.
Well, Shanice, how are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about your background in the industry.
Well, I started working for Brand back in 98. I started as an assistant and just basically worked my way up to the top. I left for about a year after my son was born, mm-hmm. and I came back. And when I came back, I was actually the commercial director as well as the runway director as well as handling the plus size. So
were you ever talent, ever?
No, I was never talent.
And so why did you want to start a board, especially for plus size women. Are you plus size?
No, I'm not plus size, but I'm definitely not a size 4.
Right.
And really, we just wanted to start the plus size division to promote just a healthy image in the industry. And I mean, as we all know, the industry has a standard size that they all like to use, and we just really we really wanted to get the healthy body image out there for the majority of the women, and for also for young girls.
And were you one of the first to start a plus size board?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I haven't really done too much research on other agencies and what divisions they have, but I would say here in L.A., Orange County, Southern California, yes, absolutely.
Now, what has been your agency's biggest accomplishment so far, especially with plus size models?
I would say, aside from the jobs that we book, our biggest accomplishment would be the fact that we have represented some of our models for 10-plus years.
Wow.
And we have been able to successfully move them through each stage of their career. I have one plus-size girl that has been with me from day one, and she still continues to work.
Wow. So there's life after 30 with the modeling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we have a huge classics division on the other end of the spectrum that's 40-plus, and they work all the time. It's a huge, huge market.
Really? Hmm. So what makes a successful plus-size model? Is it looks alone?
Well, obviously looks play a part, but I would definitely say having a healthy self-image. You still have to have a healthy body. You need to obviously eat the right foods and work out. Just really setting yourself apart, setting yourself to a higher standard than the rest of the industry. You kind of want to set yourself apart from the whole party image of the industry. But I would really say a healthy self-image. I mean, that's what I look for in my girls, and I can tell when a model walks through the door if she's healthy and she's comfortable in her skin or if she's not comfortable in her skin.
So if she's comfortable, that would make you more attractive to signing her because confidence helps sell?
Absolutely.
And you can tell in the pictures too?
I believe so, yeah, in the way that they move. I mean, you can look at a picture, you know, on our end of it, we can look at a picture and we can tell in a second if, you know, if they're stiff, if they were uncomfortable at the photo shoot,
or if
they're comfortable.
So what kind of jobs are the plus models booking at your agency?
Well, we've done quite a few campaigns. We obviously do a ton of catalog work. I would say that that's one of our biggest markets, especially in the plus size end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We do a ton of fashion shows, editorials, fittings. Obviously, we're a full-service agency, so we do it all.
Okay. And what specifically do you look for in a plus-size model to offer representation?
Well, again, you know, going back to the point I just made, a healthy body image is first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
Them being comfortable in their own skin. we used to really, you know, kind of stay within our height and size requirements, but within mm-hmm. the last year, I've kind of gotten away from the height and size requirements we have.
Really?
I took on a model about, probably about 3 or 4 months ago, and she was right at 5'8", gorgeous, gorgeous model, but I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to work her because we've always had a 5'9 and up height requirement, and she's
right.
Barely at 5'8". So when I had offered her representation, I told her, obviously, there's no guarantees. You know, I was very honest, very upfront with her, and she booked her first job within the first week.
So you're willing to take a chance on somebody if they're just outstanding.
Absolutely. And I have to say, I just recently talked to Patty Brand about it, and we have changed our requirements, and we're now taking girls on, obviously, 5'7". I do have to have, unfortunately, a height requirement of some sort
mm-hmm.
Because of sample sizes and whatnot, but we are now changing the requirements to 5'7 and up.
And generally, for the plus board, what sizes are you looking for?
Well, I used to only take on 14 and up, and unfortunately the size, 8 to 12 girls were left out. But there has since been a market for that as well, so I now look at girls size 10 and up.
Okay. So what tips can you give to our listeners out there that want to be a plus model but don't know how to get started?
Well, probably most important would be to do your research. I mean, you want to be well-educated when you go into an agency. You want to know the agency's background, the agent's background, what type of jobs they're doing. I always recommend going with a SAG franchised agency because you know that they're legit.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that that's probably the most important thing is to do your research. You can obviously, I mean, we have a ton of different websites. The computer puts so many things at our fingertips as far as being able to, you know, find out if it's a legit agency or not, because unfortunately
right.
there are scams out there.
Right.
So I would say do your research first and foremost. Don't go out and spend a ton of money shooting pictures for your portfolio. As an agent, I prefer raw, candid snapshots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if there's three or four other people in the pictures. I would much rather see raw, candid snapshots versus a model going out and shooting her whole portfolio and bringing me a bunch of pictures, professional pictures.
Okay.
So just candid snapshots and know the background.
So you can kind of mold them into what's marketable because you know what's best to sell.
Absolutely. And I do have to say, you know, just from talking to various people in the industry, I think most reputable agencies would give the same advice, that they'd rather start a model from scratch than, you know, have a model come in that has already shot a ton of different pictures.
Now, but what about models listening that are more established with tears and maybe represented in New York and want to have a West Coast agency?
That's always good as well. If you've already been represented or if you're already a working model,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I'd love to see it that a model has already worked, that she already has tears in her book.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just kind of goes back to the whole research, because some newer models will come in that have never been represented, have never worked, and, you know, they've met with various photographers, but unfortunately what they have shot isn't really our market.
Okay.
So we're not able to use the photos, you know, that they've already shot, and then they have to go out and spend more money.
So it's possible someone working in another market might not have what you need for this market.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, it is a business, and you have to treat it as a business. It's your own little business, and you always have to be willing to reinvest. So if you are already an established model working in another market and you meet with an agency in a different market on, you know, a different end of the states, then you do have to be prepared and be expected, you know, for your agent to say, hey, can you shoot two or three different looks just so we can get some stuff in here that would fit our market and our clientele a little bit better.
Okay. Well, that's good information to know. Now, are you currently seeking any new models, and if so, how can someone submit?
Yes, we are always, always, always seeking plus-size models. And the best way to submit would actually be to email. You can just email over, like I said, some raw, candid snapshots. Just make sure that they are sized small enough that they don't bog down the computer system.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're already a working model, email your comp card.
Mm-hmm.
And the email address is info, I-N-F-O, at brandtalent.net. And that will go to the office assistant, and then he will forward it over to me.
Now, when models submit to your agencies, in general, what kind of pictures are you looking for? I know for the new ones you really want the snapshots, but what should they be wearing and what's appropriate?
Well, I definitely need to see a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a new model and you don't already have, you know, an established portfolio and a comp card, if you're sending over a snapshot, candid is obviously better than posed.
Mm-hmm.
Minimal makeup, minimal to no makeup, and just something cute, casual. I mean, obviously these aren't pictures that we're going to be using in your portfolio or pictures that, you know, we're going to be putting on a comp card. I just really need to see what you truly look like.
Mm-hmm. And then you can mold them into a super plus model.
Absolutely. And if we are, you know, if we decide to represent you, then I would sit down, go over wardrobe, tell you what kind of looks you need to shoot. I would always speak to the photographer before you go and shoot so we could go after, you know, a particular look for each photo shoot or each look that you're going after.
Now, hearing that, I know a lot of people are interested in being a model but don't have the money to get started. Would you suggest maybe they wait and save up some money? Or how do you advise people who are not financially able to shoot and test?
Right. Well, if you have an agency that has interest in you, I would suggest asking that agent if they have a list of testing photographers, because there are photographers out there that do test from time to time. A lot of times they'll do it for trade. Obviously, there are a ton of photographers out there. We have a smaller pool here in Orange County and LA that we use, as well as some of the other agencies. So you can go online and find tons of photographers that are looking to test. If you're not already with an agency, or you don't already have an agency that is interested, I would say do your research. You want to see that photographer's portfolio, meet with them prior, take someone with you, do not ever go alone, and make sure that it's a photographer that has most of the plus-size models or models wanting to get into this industry know each other. Networking is a huge thing. And I would say, you know, ask around. Most of the girls can recommend an awesome photographer that's willing to test.
And generally, the pictures are mostly commercial, not really risque and not really
really
showing a lot of skin.
Yeah, correct. I do a lot of lingerie. We do have a lot of lingerie clientele. I don't typically put lingerie shots on the model's portfolio, on their comp cards.
Mm-hmm.
We do put shots in the portfolio because the lingerie clients want to see. They want to see what the models look like.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when I'm doing a comp card, I like to go for a bathing suit shot.
Okay.
But if you are doing, you know, if you're interested in doing lingerie or becoming a lingerie plus model, I would recommend getting signed with an agency, prior to doing that, so that they can refer you to some photographers that you'd be safe and comfortable with.
Right, especially with that. There's some men out there that are
exactly.
trying to set you up.
Exactly. So my advice would be don't shoot lingerie. Not until you're signed with an agent.
Right. So what advice can you give to bigger models that don't have the stats to be agency reps? Because I know you said 10 and up, but there is a cutoff that you're looking for.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is a cutoff. And I always try to explain to all of the models, I would love to take on everyone, but if I can't get you booked on a job, then I don't want to waste your time or your money shooting pictures. My advice would be don't give up. I mean, the market is changing, and we've come a long, long way from day one. Continue to put yourself out there. Continue to, do freelance jobs, take freelance, get in touch with Maddie. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Just continue to keep yourself in the spotlight, and, hopefully within the next few years, that cutoff will change.
And is there any other board that a plus-size woman could fit in, like commercial, or you still have to be in the industry stats for commercial as well?
You know what? There is a small market for commercial, but I do have to say that when I was a commercial director, most of the girls that were working were a size 12, 14.
Okay.
Obviously, there are a ton of fabulous actresses out there that are bigger plus-size models.
Right.
And I would say at that point, if you're interested in doing, more of like the sitcom, movies, feature film, stuff like that, then to definitely seek out an agency, a theatrical agency, because there obviously is a market for it. We have a ton of fabulous plus-size women that are on sitcoms and various feature films.
Right. Now, do you have anything coming up that we can be on the lookout for, any new campaigns you booked, any new searches or anything?
Well, we're going to have a lot of awesome new faces, so definitely keep your eyes out for the next hot new face coming out of brand. We just booked another lookbook for Torrid, which you could just go on the torrid.com website. Denise Bedeau has actually booked it twice now.
Wow.
And Denise is actually the model that we had taken on that was shorter. She wasn't in my average height requirement, and she's been working nonstop. So love that girl.
Congrats to Denise.
Yeah, and then, of course, I mean, we work with Sunset Separates all the time. They're another awesome one. They just released their catalog. We got a ton of awesome new shots from them. Danielle Lyne has worked with them several times.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do we have coming up? I am drawing a blank. We just booked French Vogue.
Really?
We did.
Well, that wasn't plus. That was the straight size, right?
It was a fabulous-looking male. So, ladies, be on the lookout.
Wow.
One of our male models.
So it sounds like Brand has a lot of good things going on there.
We do. We have been very, very blessed. Unfortunately, you know, everyone has been hit kind of hard by the economy, but we haven't really. I mean, we continue to have our clients that are obviously loyal to us that book on a consistent basis, and we've got quite a few new clients that have been calling to book within the last year. So this has been a really good year for us.
Wow, well, that's amazing. So now this is the moment that a lot of people are waiting for.
Yes, got lots of calls for this.
Let me get a drum roll. All right, the winner of the Plus Model Magazine 2009 West Coast Model Search is
Mandy Menzer.
Yay, congratulations.
Yay.
To Mandy. I have some claps. There you go. Congratulations to Mandy. She's beautiful inside and out, and I'm so excited. So what's next for Mandy? I know she's going to be in the campaign for Hips and Curves and cover and editorial for Plus Model Magazine. And then you'll just be helping her build her portfolio and sending her out on casting calls.
Yep, we're going to go ahead and get her hooked up with a couple different photographers, get her some new shots in her portfolio, and just really market her as our 2009 Plus Model Search winner.
Well, awesome. Congrats again, Mandy and Lisa Marie. It was so good speaking with you. We're going to have to meet in person one day.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would love to meet you.
And continue all of the fabulous work you're doing with Brand Model and Talent.
Thank you so much, Denise. And you continue doing what you're doing. I hear your name everywhere, and you have been such an inspiration for a lot of plus-size women out there. Just continue to do what you do.
Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So congratulations to our model search winner. Look out for her again on the cover and editorial in an upcoming Plus Model Magazine and a Hips and Curves campaign. Also, Plus Model Magazine will be having more model searches coming up in 2010. We are coming to your town, so stay tuned for the upcoming announcements. Tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. Interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. For more information about our show, go to the website at plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.